ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd. Canto 2nd, chapter number 6, Purusha Shukta confirmed, text number 1, Brahmo Vacha,
Brahmo Vacha,
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 Vahanehe,
Vahanehe,
Mukham,
Mukham,
Kshetram,
Kshetram,
Chandasam,
Chandasam,
Sapta,
Sapta,
Dhatavah,
Dhatavah,
Havya Kavya,
Kavya Kavya,
Amrita,
Amrita,
Annana,
Annana,
Jiva,
Jiva,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Rasasya,
Rasasya,
Cha,
Cha,
also. Brahmo Vacha,
Brahmo Vacha,
Vacham Vahanir Mukham Kshetram
Vacham Vahanir Mukham Kshetram
Chandasam Sakta Dhatavah
Chandasam Sakta Dhatavah
Havya Kavyam Tannanam Jiva Sarvar Sasya Cha
Jiva Sarvar Sasya Cha
Brahmo Vacha
Brahmo Vacha
Vacham Vahanir Kshetram
Vacham Vahanir Mukham Kshetram
Chandasam Sakta Dhatavah
Chandasam Sakta
Dhatavah Kavyam Rutannanam Jiva Sarvarasasya Cha
Jiva Sarvarasasya Cha
Brahmo Vacha Vacham Vahanir Mukham Kshetram
Vacham Vahanir Mukham Kshetram
Chandasam Sakta Dhatavah Havya Kavyam Rutannanam Jiva Sarvarasasya Cha
Jiva
Brahma Uvacha Lord Brahma said, Vacham of the voice, Vahanehe of the fire, Mukham the mouth, Kshetram the generating center, Chandasam of the Vedic hymns, such as Gayatri, Sapta,
Seven,
Dhatavah, Skin and other layers, Havya Kavya, offerings for the demigod and for powers, Amrita, food for human beings, Annana, of all sorts of foodstuffs. Jihva, the tongue, Sarva, all, Rasasya, of all delicacies, Cha, also. Translation for Prabhupada is Divine Rishi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, the mouth of the Virata Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice and the controlling deities of the fire. The controlling deity is fire. The skin and other six layers are the generating centers of the Vedic hymns. And his tongue is productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigod, the forefathers, and the general mass of people. The opulence of the universal form of the Lord are described herein. It is said that his mouth is the generating center of all kinds of voices, and its controlling deity and his skin and other six layers of the body construction are the representative generating centers of the seven kinds of Vedic names, like Gayatri. Gayatri is the beginning of all Vedic mantras, and it is explained in the first volume of Srimad Bhagavatam, since the generating centers are the different parts of the universal form of the Lord, and since the form of the Lord is transcendental to the material creation, it is to be understood that the voice, the tongue, and the skin, etc., suggest that the Lord in his transcendental form is not without them. The material voice, or the energy of changing input state, is generating originally from the Lord. Such actions are but perverted reflections of the original Vidharaya, and the transcendental situation is not without spiritual variegatedness. In the spiritual world, all the perverted forms of the material variegatedness are fully represented in their original spiritual identity. The only difference is that the material activities are contaminated by the three modes of material nature, whereas the propensities in the spiritual world are all pure because they are engaged in unenlightened transcendental loving service of the Lord. In the spiritual world, the Lord is the sublime enjoyer of everything, and the living entities are they all engaged in his transcendental loving service without any contamination of the modes of material nature. The activities in the spiritual world are without any of the inequities of the material world, but there is no question of impersonal voidness on the spiritual platform, as suggested by the impersonalist. Devotional service is defined in the Narayana Charitamrita as follows: Sarva Padi Vinimuktam Tatparatvena Nirbalam Rishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Uchyate. Originally, since all the senses are produced of the Lord's reservoir of senses, the sensual activities of the material world have to be purified by the process of devotional service. And thus, the perfection of the life can be attained simply by purifying the present position of our material activities. And the purifying process begins from the stage of being liberated from the conception of different designations. Every living entity is engaged in some sort of service, either for the self, or for the family, or for the society, country, etc. But unfortunately, all such activities are rendered due to material attention. The attachments of the material affinity may be safely changed to the service of the Lord, and thus the treatment of being freed from material attachment begins automatically. The process of liberation is therefore easier through devotional service than by any other method. For in the Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, 5th verse, it is said that one is subjected to various kinds of tribulations if one is impersonally attached. Plato Aditya Vastesha of Vekas Om Jnana Viranda Sriyana Jantara Daya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Kurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mahavishtam Sthavitam Jena Rukale Svayam Rupakadam Ajayundada Kishwar Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Rathavaram Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sadhidhavam Sadhanaradhanatam Kantam Sajivam Sadhvetam Sadhutam Parijanasaitam Vishnachetam Jadevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhanalalita Sri Vyakamadamsya He Krishna Dharmati Rukhati Vatsa Jirakate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Dhanamadde Dakta Kanda Jagodangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vrishamanu Sate Devi Ramani Harike Mancha Kalpata Rukhya Shikasi Dhanbe Vrcha Patitanam Pavne Vyo Vyashave Vyo Vrnavana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Rama Srimadaji Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama सप्तधातव हयव्यं कव्यां कृतान्नाः जीवा सर्वसत्य च. Lord Brahma laid the mouth of the Virat Purusha, the universal home of the Lord, in the generating center of the voices, and the controlling deity is the fire. Then his kings and other six layers are generating centers for the very kings, and his tongue is productive center for different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers, and the generous mass of people. There. So, this chapter is confirming Purusha-sukta. Purusha-sukta will be chanted while installation of the deity. The deity, even though in the material form, but this understanding of the Virat Purusha, even though human beings who are made in the image of this Virat Purusha, we have the same methodology as Brahma is describing to the Virat Purusha. He is the macrocosm, while we are minor, very macrocosm, small. But the system remains the same. If we understand the spirituality, the spiritual intricacy that Lord Brahma is telling, then we will be able to know that our functionality, which is now Brahma, is deriving through the Virat Rupa, remains the same, identical. How is it that the Supreme Personality of God is not impersonal? His person, the Supreme Personality of God, that personality, because impersonal is void. They don't consider that the Supreme in the energy form has any very difference. In the people, Hindi? Oh, okay. Alright. So English is better. The most important thing that when Lord Brahma, we are in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, he is teaching how the system is established. Why we are not formless. Why the Supreme Personality is not formless? Because of this variegatedness. Here, the voice is the functionality of the mouth, plus the rasanam, the tongue. It has the functionality of tasting, the varieties of taste. In the beginning, why the tongue has been given? Why the stomach has been given? What is the purpose? What is the purpose? Because we are persons, personality. If the soul is a person, and the Supreme Soul is the Supreme Personality of God. Because we are made in the image, we have to understand our functionality, which should be very parallel to the Lord's functionality. But because He is macrocosm and we are microcosm, we are subservient to Him. So our service and our enjoying spirit of all the different rasas, the taste and everything, should not become competitive to it. Rather, it should be subservient and dependent upon. Dependent upon Lord Krishna's senses. So, Brahma says that the mouth of Virata Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of the voice. In previous chapters, Brahma is said to be born from the navel where the lotus is sprout. Navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is said to be the sum total of everything in a universe. In a universe. The universe is made up of several planets, subplanetary systems. Right? And Lord Brahma is in charge of all those planets in the universe. Our Brahma is small because our universe is small. Our Brahma has only four heads. Other universe, the Brahma has that many heads. What it is signifying is that our Brahma is a limited person. So what to speak of other Brahmas in other bigger universes? That is much more sophisticated. In our heavenly planets where Lord Brahma and Indra and others exist, they have the post of the living entities who okay, that particular post. But in other universes, people may go for, or the living entities may want to compete, and they can become bigger and bigger and bigger Brahmas. But all the living entities were Brahmas before and fell down, degraded. When they separated, the first, Prabhupada said, the first birth is a Brahma. And then it steps down into the 8.4 million species of Brahma. Chaurasila, living entity occupies different kinds of bodies. But the bodily functions are derived from the functions of the Virata Purusha. Who are the demigods? The demigods are living entities and they want to occupy a particular function of a particular organ. But because in a macrocosm or in the universe, all these functions are there to exhibit the desire of the person. Naturally, these functions are coming into my proposal also. I may be Brahma or in charge of this body. I may construct, I may destroy, whatever. But all these factors are being imposed by the three modes of material nature. So even in the higher planetary systems, three modes of material nature will function. But that makes us think that we are controlling deities of particular functions. If somebody is an engineer dealing with heating system, like Agnidev is the charge in charge of providing different functions of fire. So here you say that in the Virata Purusha, the macrocosm, the functionality of that personality in the mouth is to generate different kinds of voices, And for that control of those functions of voices is done by the thing of fire. Fire means Surya Dev. But Surya Dev has also many expansions like Agni Dev. They have all different personalities, but they have all subsequent functions of controlling the voice. Fire generates sound as well as water. So, why sound is connected to the fire? So, in the beginning, the space was there. In the space, there was sound, and then the fire came. The air came, and air, fire came, fire, water came. Like this, transformation from water to sound. It is so primitive for the demigod, but these changes are happening. If you want to see how earth is coming from water, take a drop of water and put it and let it evaporate. You will see a spot. If you change the microscope, this unsoluble matter is there that makes that. So Brahma is explaining that in the mouth of Virata Rupa, which is the generating organ for all different types of voices, the functionality of the deity is fire. The deity for that function is fire. So therefore it is saying that the mouth of Virata Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, is the generating center of voices, and the controlling deity is fire. Similarly, his skins and other six layers are the generating centers for the very things like that. If you see, how come our skin grows? Because skin has power to regenerate. Skin has power to regenerate. So, there are other six layers also, saptadhatu. And they are all regenerative. Skin is a tissue. Isn't it? Skin is a tissue. There are other tissues also. Muscles, bones. These are called saptadhatus. Even blood is a tissue by itself. So, what it is saying here, that they have a regenerating power, and the controlling deity the Vedic hymns like Gayatri. So Gayatri is a form. It's like energy form, but it is personality. Chandasam Gayatri. Krishna says that Gayatri is my rupa in Bhagavad Gita also. Gayatri Chandasama. Gayatri is a type of meter. You know, meter? When we chant a verse in a specific meter. Deisha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mahi Vai Pratyante Maya Nitantarantite. So, this lyrical way to chant a verse, it involves in a very specific meter. Meter has octaves up and down in a very regulated form, controlled form. What is that is called chanda. In Sanskrit grammar, it is called chanda. Krishna says, I am that very self. myself that I am chandas. Out of the chandas I am gayatri. Gayatri chandas aham. So then his tongue is the productive center of different foodstuffs and delicacies for offering to the demigods, the forefathers and generous mass of people. Rasana means the tongue. Why it is called rasana? Because it is capable to recognize different kinds of rasas. These rasas are coming in the form of foodstuffs. And they constitute the body. Generating power comes from the food. Annad bhavati bhutani. Bhavati bhutani. Bhuta means this manifestation of a microcosm, a single cell, by the help of the food and energy grows into two, again two into four, like that. So generating power is coming from the food. So naturally the food is of different taste. And the tongue is capable to recognize different tastes. So one may know the desire of the Lord. What does he like? What does he not like? Likes and dislikes. We have not to think for ourselves but for the Lord. Because after all, we are a microcosm. How do we engage our taste as a service to Lord? Therefore, Prabhupada quotes it. In Narada Pancharatra, devotion means sarvapadhyatine mukta tatparatvena nirvala rishikena rishikesam sevana bhakti uchate. Get yourself rid of all different misconceptions and become free from such nonsensical thinking which will not lead you anywhere. That is upadhi. You think yourself to be too intelligent, but you do not know how this intricate things is being given to us as a functionary aspect through our body. So give up those misconceptions. These scientific misconceptions are not leading to our reality. Why? Because they want you to enjoy the senses rather than engage your senses in the service of the Lord. Lord Krishna is not impersonal or an ordinary human being that you have to please him. You have to please the senses of Lord Krishna by serving through your senses. That is the purpose of giving. That we are given senses. If we don't use our senses in the service of Lord Krishna's senses, then we are called nonsense. We are called nonsense. The purpose of our senses is not there. So as good as we have no sense, we are called nonsense. And those who continue their nonsense, they are called rascals. The senses must be engaged in the service of the master of the senses. That is what is Sarvapadi Vimukta Parakvena Devala Rishikena Rishikesham Sevara. Rishik means the senses. Rishikesh means the master of the senses. Krishna is the master of senses. One has to become a yogi by controlling his senses. Without controlling senses, one cannot become yogi. So the master of senses, Krishna, is the best of yogis. And by becoming his yogi, you become the best of the yogis, isn't it? By becoming a devotee, we can become the best of the yogi. Yogi nama visarvesham mantra tenantaratma shakbhavan bhajati mamsavni putamovata. Out of all yogis, Arjun, I want you to be a bhakti yogi. Engage all your senses in satisfying my senses. Because I am Lord Master, I am the Virat Guru. You know? And Brahma even could do this functionality because he begged energy from him. And Brahma is controlled through this means of Purusha. We did fire sacrifice for your brother with Purusha Shukra. Still remember, and we went through the steps. So the idea is that we should understand the implications. If we do not use our senses in service of Krishna's senses, then we are really no sense. We are not. As we have no sense, because we do not know how to engage our senses in service of the master of senses, Lord Krishna. Krishna gave us this senses in order to understand him. We can only understand him or love him if we engage our senses in his service. Not other way. I'm a very sensitive person. But what good is your nonsense? Your sensitiveness is also very, very unfounded, pertaining to your selfishness only. You do not know your reality. It is best to engage our senses in service of Krishna, which itself is called bhakti, devotional service. Oh, I believe I am a devotee. What good is being your devotee if you simply believe and when you are not engaging your senses and service of Krishna? Therefore, the premise is that because the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Krishna is personal, he is not impersonal, neither is void. And therefore, the jiva wanted to be like him. And Krishna gave the facility. He made them in his image. And yet they are not using their senses in service of Krishna. Therefore not. Therefore not. It means they knowingly committed. That's why forgetfulness they have been imposed by Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. The Virat Purusha, Lord Krishna, is a aham sarvasya prabhavo. From me alone everything emanates, including the senses, fire and whatnot. Everything is emanating. Mattah sarvam pravartate. Everything is in sustained by me. That has been expanded. Everything is being sustained by me. Iti matva bhajante maam. If one understands that I am the cause of all of this, then he is called Buddha Bhava Samadhika. He is the intelligent person. And He is surrender. Simply knowing, we can become surrender. By knowing Him this way. Therefore, we have no other choice but to live at His mercy. We don't have anything in our own power or our own ability to create anything. It is so insignificant alone, but if we are connected with Him through our senses, then everything is worthwhile living. Everything is so much opening. The wholeness, not my wholeness, the wholeness of the entire creation. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Havya and Kavya, Havya, Kavya and Prabhupada tells that this Havya is the demigod and Kavya means forefathers and general mass of people. They are all living entities. Actually, everything is made for food in the living entity. Because annan bhavanti bhutan. But the soul is not food. But the body is food. This body is supposed to be offered as a homage in the fire of sacrifice. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in the form of fire. The fire has its own tongue to taste the offering. It's not only symbolic that we offer some ghee and some grains in the fire. But this has no fear. The demigods are going to participate in receiving. Then come here. If we glorify this activity, then we'll be also nourished. We'll be also nourished. So those who are glorifying me, putting the homage in the fire, their Kavya and Havya are the one who is receiving on behalf of me, Yajna Purush. When Brahma was born, he had nothing to offer. But when he saw the Virata Purusha, the formation of the body of the Virata Purusha. When he saw, Brahma saw. It is said, when the mouth of the Virata Swarupa was formed, immediately the demigods of fire took charge of it. When the nostrils of the Virata Purusha were formed, Ashwini Kumars took charge of the functionality. They were not demigods manifested yet, but the souls, those who were desiring to perform those functions, they were there. Therefore, Brahma is telling. Brahma sees everything on the level of spirituality, and spirit has to be recognized as an eternal principle, the most predominant principle. And this spirit is nothing but part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So every one of us are souls, individuals, spirit in nature, and we are part and parcel of the Supreme. And there is no other way that we can ever escape by I believe and I don't believe. It's a scientific fact. That has to be understood in the right perspective. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
So,
Right. The mode of ignorance became predominant to create false ego by the interaction of the glance of Mahavishnu. And every living entity which were transported through the glance into Mahatattva, they were covered by the false ego. And the controlling deity of the false ego that is generated from ignorance is Lord Shiva. Right, the controlling being of false ego is Lord Shiva. In spiritual aspect, that when the false ego becomes the chief true ego as the servant of the Supreme, then Aniruddha will be there. Aniruddha means uninterrupted. Means one crosses the false ego and transports it into spontaneous, uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service. So, not only that Aham Brahmasmi or I am the Supreme Brahman, no, Brahman Daso Ahamasmi, that's a true ego. For him, Aniruddha is the Supreme Being. So he can transport us, therefore, back to Godhead as a servant of the Supreme. In our original occupation, we have a Sayaka. So, while in Mahatattva, Mahatattva has been formed from the primordial aspect when the glance of Mahavishnu causes it to interact within itself. The glance will not be affected in its transcendental nature. But the effect in the pradhana or the principal energy in gradient is the three modes were generated, and by the different permutation and combinations of the three mode varieties of mixtures. So the glance is still there, and glance will not be withdrawn. Mahavishnu goes into Yoga Nidra, half open and half closed eye, and he is watching on that interaction. This means every time when his glance is, affecting the three modes and different combinations, it started generating different combinations of the subtle elements that further caused it to gross elements. So, tanmatra and the senses and everything has been created through the vikrama. But the ultimate thing is that the soul being spiritual, part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, when he animates through his senses, they become vibrant and active and give him recognition of surrounding only, which is material in nature. Right? But when he understands the system, how he is deriving all this, and it is not inimical to the Supreme Lord, then he is capable to understand the secret and goes back. Come back to God through the same means, which is means of constructing the universe. But the spiritual universes are ever existing. So, proper understanding through the Virata Rupa, Lord Brahma is trying to explain us that our engagement of our senses should be in the service of the master of the senses. That is the way back home, back to God. Not simply by thinking or through knowledge, impersonal knowledge, or yoga. No. It's a difficult because you have to come out from the so many obstacles of material inheritance, and they are gross. And you can see that verse has been cited by Srila Prabhupada about he says is without any qualities, nirgun, nirata, no shape to enjoy him. So, and saying that pleasure adhikataras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham nirvan nirvan. These people are not only cheating themselves, they are misleading others. Impulse minds. Prabhupada doesn't want to do that. He is a pure devotee, he is a personalist, and he will say, Krishna is telling those who are embodied in a personality, they can't contemplate one which is devoid of any qualities and variegatedness. They have to go through completely opposite negations. So therefore, klesho adhikatara stesham, they will be subjugated with confronting ideas, and they are nothing but they will take away the peace of mind. Klesho adhikatara stesham. Klesho means pain, tribulations. Avyakta asakta chetasam, those who are attached to the impersonal concept. Avyakta hi gatir dukkham, their destination is nothing but misery. Deha badhir vaktyate. The deha, deha is the body. Deha abhi avaktyate. Deha means you are in embodied condition, and therefore to go against your body you may control different kinds of measures of posterity, and you will trouble your body like Hiranyakashipu. You will melt your body. It is open. So therefore those who are impersonalized or Mayavadis, they go through so much trouble, they can't achieve meaning. They have to come to understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That is what it is. So, we have to understand. This false ego will not allow us. It will deny us our own reality. Unless and until you become servant of the master of the senses. Don't become slave of your senses. Try to become master of your senses, then engage yourself in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. Rishikesh, his name is Rishikesh. Rishikesh means the master of the senses, for whom the senses have been made to serve. So our senses are supposed to be serving his senses, not our senses. We have been given, but we stole them. We stole our senses for our self gratification. They think, oh, I have been given my senses. But you are a nonsense. You do not know how to use your senses, not for your own welfare. The Rishikesha means the master of the senses. It is not for them. Because Krishna is the originator, it belongs to him. So a soul in liberated condition will engage. If it is in a conditioned state, he is a slave of senses. Then how can he? But regardless, in devotional service, we become purified by engaging our senses to service of Krishna. Therefore, the deities are there who can receive as a Virata Purusha all the services. It's not an ordinary mukti or idol. We understand this vigraha. The vigrahas are going to be established. Vigraha means the body capable to interact sentient feelings. That is so beautiful. This is the term in Ayurveda. In Ayurveda, there are, I think, 13 needs of the body according to different functions of the body. If the body, let's say, Deha is the word, right? Shani is another word, Gatra is another word, then there is another word called Vashma, Tan, another word is Vigraha. So every name has a meaning based on different functions. Chiyate Deha. Chiyate. Jivyate, Shivyate, Sharira. These are the definitions. And Vigraha, Vigraha is one which is capable to interact with the transcendental feelings. Interact is a reciprocation. Why do we go and fold our hand in front of the deity and tell something and we get inspired? Like that. So there is connection. Okay. Why do we have a belief? Why do we go even in the first place if we are not going to get some reciprocation of peace of mind or reason? These are exchanges that deity is able to give. So Vashma is one which is capable to produce a light body. It's called Vashma. And Tanu means one which has been produced from the father or mother, which look at them. They call phenotypic and genotypic features are there. So a child is looking like parents. Right? So these functions of the body denotes the different names. So in Ayurveda this is something new. But this is not idol. There is no word for a body called idol. Murti. Murta means mitti means earth. One which is made up of earth. It is called murti. It's not Mrityu, this, when it goes very quickly on earth, that is Murti. But Murti means one which is made up of earth, fire, water, air, and space. So anyway, these are the five elements of the body that are the gross. But the gross has been coming out from the subtle. And the subtle is controlled by the demigods, the beings. And they are all present within the body. They are expanding in that many numbers. The body of a cow, 33 crores of demigods are residing in that body. Because it's so benevolent and beneficial. A cow is in the mode of goodness, predominant force, more benevolent. This is the mother of the economy. He's alive or dead. Huh? And you disrespect that kingdom. So the idea is that this functionality of our different functions, just like the gopis were so much knowledgeable, they were cursing Brahma. Oh, you make such an imperfect eye that makes our eyes clean so, and during that time we cannot have darshan of our beloved gopis. It's not sentimentalism. Because Brahma is in charge of constructing this body, isn't it? And he makes imperfect bodies. But the perfection comes by coming in contact with the perfect personality of God and of Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnam, Purnamadachyate, Purnasya Purnamada, Purnamidam. The Supreme Personality of God approaches is perfect and complete from whom everything that is imagined is also perfect and complete. And after creating so many perfect and complete beings, he still remains perfect and complete. Because all the perfections are within him, not outside of him. Therefore, even though so many variegatedness are there, it is still in the heart of it. Never think you are away from Krishna. And Purusha Sukta is helping us to understand through the material manifestation how the functionality of the Virata Rupa is being bestowed upon us. Anything else? Will be witnessed in the installation of the deity, how the spirit is invoked to and invite the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this particular form so we can worship him and cultivate our love and devotion by offering all our senses in the service of worship. That is the most sacred aspect.